96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. So Done. Alicia Keys and Khalid, yes. Right here on the Frank Ski Show, like with that. Nina Brown. And Nina Brown.
Yes, sir.
We got a very special guest coming up,
yes.
Next. You know, one of the things having a toddler now where I find difficulty in is in finding books with images that look like Emerson.
Absolutely. You know, representation, like,
yeah,
is so
representation
important.
Representation for black kids,
yes.
In books. And coming up next, we have somebody from the DMV that has a new book for kids that you do not want to miss. If you've got kids, you got to get this book.
And she happens to be married to one of the coaches for the University of Maryland's basketball team. But she's a star in her own right.
All right, now, that's coming up next right here on the Frank Ski Show. 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. And
yes.
Let me tell you something, Nina Brown. This is something that is right in my wheelhouse because yep. It deals with our children, connecting them with their futures. And listen, it's hard to find children's books with black characters. So yeah. A coach's family wrote their own. Tierra Haynes, the wife of Maryland basketball coach, assistant DeAndre Haynes, wrote a children's book about the first African-American astronaut, Guyon Buford Jr. And Haynes' children, Dre, Devin, and Dallas, are the main characters in the book. And on the phone, we got them right now. Hey, yep. Tierra.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. The boys with you, too?
You know what? I'm going to bring them in after we, you know, chop talk a little bit because they get a little rowdy when they're in the room. So I'll pull them in a little bit. But...
You mean having three boys isn't calm all the time, Tierra?
You know, I don't know if I even found calm in the dictionary that I could even still tell you what that word means. So, no, not really.
A little birdie told me y'all were trying to make a basketball team over there, okay?
Send that bird back to wherever it came from, because that is from the devil's lip. Absolutely not.
Come on now. Tierra, you know I understand. I had twins and a single one all in the same year, all boys. Yeah. So I get it, girl.
Wow.
So
wow,
let
wow.
me tell everybody this story. So years ago, when the two of Tierra Haynes' three children were still toddlers, she would shuffle the kids around in a minivan with a DVD player in the back seat. Been there, done that. The youngest two, Devin and Dallas, loved Mr. Peabody and Sherman, repeatedly yep. watching the movie that follows a boy and his dog as they time travel and visit historical figures. And one day, she thought to herself, why do these characters rarely meet anybody black? Around
wow.
the same time, Andre Jr., the oldest one, realized he was one of the only black kids in class. And conversation during Black History Month felt uncomfortable when the other third graders looked towards him. That planted the idea. Ding, there it is. Her kids and all kids need to know about important black figures in American history. And now the book is here. The Adventures
yes.
of Us. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. It's been a journey, but I'm super proud of what we were able to create.
Tierra, for those of us who are not familiar with Guyon Buford Jr., who is the first African-American in space, tell us a little bit about the premise of the book.
Having young children, I know that the key to getting them to learn is for them to not know that they're learning. And so it was really important to me for the story to be fun and imaginative and exciting. And then in that, you know, wrap some educational background in there as well. It brings me a ton of joy to be able to have my boys as the lead characters in a book. And so that was really fun. It was very important to me to find an illustrator that could accurately depict black characters, their hair. There's certain minor details that we
yes.
noticed. It was really important to me, mostly for my kids, to know that they can be anything. It doesn't have to involve a basketball or a football, that they can be an astronaut. You can be a surgeon. You can be an engineer, an architect, and giving them those opportunities to see that representation in that way, to see black men and women hold those positions. And I didn't even have to make those stories up because it's happened already in our community.
Yeah.
We just don't really know about it. So it was a wonderful opportunity.
And I love the fact that, of course, you know, with your husband being one of the coaches at the University of Maryland basketball program, your boys now are like, okay, we can mix science and sports and subtle reminders this book will give them and other children who are reading this. You can mix both things. You don't have to have your dream set on one thing only. That's what Frank Ski's Foundation believes in. Expose your kids to everything and see what their interest is in. And
it's
that you talked about little Dre now suggesting that the next book should be about little girls so they can see themselves in books as well.
That's dope.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to take the trophy on that one because obviously I'm in a male-dominated house. I'm in a male-dominated world. You know, when my husband goes to work and when we visit him at work, there's nothing but guys there too. And for him to want to focus on a strong black woman really made me feel good that maybe he sees that in me.
The Adventures of Us, getting to know Guyon Bluford Jr. You got to let us talk to the inspiration behind the book. Can we talk to the boys?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Who is the most scientific out of the crew?
That's Devin.
Hey, Devin.
And do you guys like the pictures on the front of the book? Do they look like you guys?
Yeah.
How do you feel about having your faces on the cover of a book that you guys helped to write?
We liked it a lot.
How does it feel to be famous? Because everyone is going to buy this book. Are you okay with giving your autograph out at the grocery store or when you're at school when people ask you for your autograph?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
We just want to say congratulations, Tierra, and congratulations on a great book. And how can folks get your book?
It is available for purchase right now on my website, which is mommyonthemove.info. And it's also available on Amazon as well. So if you just search the title, it'll pop up there as well.
So mommyonthemove.info, and you can also purchase the book on Amazon. Let's make sure we go out and support this beautiful black family, these young black boys who have created this amazing book. Congratulations to the entire Haynes family.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate
it. All right.
And one time you got to say, go Terps.
Go Terps.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right.
Tierra.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
The Frank Ski Show, Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. The world is listening. Easy Saturday night.